So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
Freedom?
Hello everyone and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom broadcasting to you loud and clear on the TFR radio network from a cabin high atop a mountain ridge somewhere in Appalachia. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. Okay folks, so last week, I had left off the show. I was telling you about the IQs of some of the celebrities that are out there, and some of them were pretty surprising. But then again, I suppose when you stop and think about it, that's how these people have gotten ahead, because they do have such amazing high IQs, they're able to work the system. I think I left off with Sharon Stone. And I'm going to start out here with Nicole Kidman. I don't know how many of these are left. I'm just going to use these up in the beginning of the show here and then get into the meat and bones of the actual show itself. But I thought this stuff was pretty interesting, so I wanted to finish it up. Nicole Kidman has an IQ of 132. That's not too shabby. Now, it says that she was a Hawaiian-born Australian. Kind of like that Hawaiian-born African we just got out of office. Let's see. Who else do we have here? Nolan Gould has an IQ of 150. I have no idea who this is. Who is this? Some kind of an actor. From Modern Family. Yeah, don't watch shows with queers in them, which is pretty much everything out there nowadays. That's why I don't recognize him. Sylvester Stallone, surprisingly, has an IQ of 160. Now, folks, I knew he wasn't an idiot. I mean, I knew he was a liberal, but I did not know that he was an idiot, and I never would have guessed that his IQ was that high. Now, Steve Martin, amazingly, has an IQ of 142. He's also a talented musician, folks. I don't know if you knew this. He plays the piano and the banjo, and if you remember back, there was a song in the 80s by Paul Simon, You Could Be My Long-Lost Al. It had Chevy Chase in there playing instruments. He's very talented as well. There's a lot of these people you don't realize are actually very talented musicians. Now, Brad Pitt comes in at a measly 126, which is still pretty high, folks. And let me explain to you, the average white IQ is from 90 to 110. So any IQ over 110 is going to be above average. So when you start hitting 120, you're getting into a pretty high IQ. Anything over 140, you're eligible for Mensa. Michael Jordan has an IQ of 154. Now, I will say the guy is smart. I will have to give him credit for that. He has achieved quite a bit that your average black would not be able to do, and having an IQ like that would certainly explain it. David Duchovny from the X-Files has an IQ of 147, and he actually was studying English literature when he was in university, and he was going to get a doctorate in that. It was looking like he was doing pretty well to get a doctorate in that when he suddenly left and became an actor, pursued that. So, wow. Gene Simmons, also known by his Israeli birth name as Chaim Witz, has a measly IQ of 117. Now, obviously, he's most famous for being in Kiss, but the guy actually is a genius when it comes to making a shekel, but just imagine what he could do if his IQ was higher. Sasha Grey, I have never heard of, says that she's an American actress, model, author, musician, and former porn actress. Oh, she got an IQ of 140. Well, I had never heard of her before. Now, here's one. Tommy Lee Jones, believe it or not, has an IQ of 135. And he actually completed a Bachelor of Arts with English and has an IQ of 135. That's pretty amazing. I would not have guessed that his was quite that high. Anderson Cooper has an IQ of 123, and that does actually shock me, because being in the news business and coming from the genes that he's got, I would have thought that his IQ would have been much higher. So while a lot of these have shocked me as being higher than I would have expected, his is definitely lower than I would have expected. Now, here's a guy named Dexter Holland I've never heard of. He's holding a microphone here. Oh, Offspring's lead singer. Don't like the Offspring. That is why I've never heard of him. But he has an IQ of 160, which is pretty good. Someone else I've never heard of. I recognize his ugly face now, Mr. Bean. Holy crap. The guy that played Mr. Bean, folks, Rowan Atkinson, has an IQ of 178. Wow. And he was made an honorary fellow by Oxford University in 2006. Wow. Edward Norton, the actor, has an IQ of 134. He also speaks Japanese. Very, very talented actor, I will say that. He portrays other people very, very well. Very believable actor. Now, next on the list is Jerry Springer, who has an IQ of 150. I knew he was a conniving Jew, but I didn't realize his IQ was quite that high. Angela Bassett has an IQ of 130. I have heard of her, but I have no idea what she's actually famous for. All I know is she's some black chick with a whole lot of hair. Oh, here's a good one. Ron Jeremy has an IQ of 130. Yeah, that's really good. Goldie Hawn also has an IQ of 130. A lot of people tend to think that she's a typical dumb blonde, but she is also a member of Mensa. Now, Claire Danes has an IQ of 140. She graduated from Yale University, and she's also a member of Mensa. Now, Robin Williams, who is no longer with us, had an IQ of 140, and he was also a member of Mensa. He was a really, really good actor, a very talented man. It's a shame that he had so much pain and drama going on in his life for him to take it like he did. Always a shame when that happens. Now, Scott Levy, obviously a Jew, at 143, have no idea who he is. I see him in the ring, and he's got dreadlocks. And who is this? A wrestler? Psh, never heard of him. IQ of 143. Well, I don't know. He looks like a scumbag. Al Gore, Mr. Climate Change inventor himself, has an IQ of 134. Still considering everything that he has accomplished, that is kind of on the low end. Former New York Yankee Reggie Jackson. Now, this surprises me. He's got an IQ of, well, I don't even know if he's still alive. But anyway, his IQ is listed at 160. So that's actually extremely high for someone who did what he did, and considering his background. Now, somebody else I've never heard of, Lupita Nyong'o. Looks like some African broad with close-cropped shaved hair, has an IQ of 140. Have no idea who she is or what she's well known for. Didn't say here, just a degree in actor, theater, that kind of a thing. This scumbag Bruce Jenner, an estimated 115. You know that's got to be on the low end to do what this screwball has actually done. You know, and I just don't understand this. Changing your name to Caitlin. I mean, he hasn't even had surgery. He doesn't plan on having surgery and still wants to call himself Caitlin. I just don't get it. But folks, Vladimir Putin has an IQ of 134. Now, considering that he was at one time the head of the KGB and is now running the country of Russia, that is surprisingly low, just like George Bush. His IQ, and I don't remember what it was, but that struck me as being surprisingly low for being the head of the CIA. Here's another one that's going to shock you for coming in low. Sarah Palin has an IQ of 120, which is above average, but it's still on the low end for all these people that have been showing up on this thing. Aaron Rodgers has an IQ of 130. I have no idea who he is. Let's see. Oh, football quarterback with the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, well, that's why I've never heard of him. I despise sports because sports is full of non-whites, and it's a bunch of people running up and down a field dressed in their pajamas and acting like they're 3 years old. Francis Ford Coppola, an IQ of 117. Very well-known and gifted director. They're calling him a genius, but with an IQ of only 115, that's nowhere near genius. You would think for the amount of stuff that he's done that his IQ would be a lot higher, kind of like Quentin Tarantino's, but apparently not the case. Now, John Kerry has a laughable IQ here of 123. Everything that he was trying to accomplish to try and do that with that low of an IQ, that's actually kind of comical. Still haven't gotten to Kellyanne Conway. I don't know where she is unless they're saving the best for last. But then again, a lot of times these things, they'll have something up there, and when you try and find the information, that little tidbit is conveniently missing, and you've gone through all this for nothing. Kobe Bryant has an IQ of 114. I really don't care. Looks like basketball. Yeah, I really don't care. Debbie Reynolds' IQ was estimated at somewhere between 140 and 160. I guess she never actually took a test, so they had to estimate it for some reason. Oh, it says here, although there was no found record of her IQ, but she considered to be very smart. Elizabeth Shue has an IQ of 140. Now, Megyn Kelly has an IQ of 133. Again, they're estimating this. Now, you would think that somebody in her position would actually take the test, but apparently for some reason she has not. They're estimating it to be 133. Tila Tequila. Tila Tequila has an IQ of 90. What is that even doing on here? I've heard of her. Vietnamese-American television and social media personality. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's laughable. Now, I've been seeing some things that were advertising this information elsewhere, and it said that one of Obama's kids had a really laughable IQ, too. Oh, here's another one. Now we must be getting on the low end of the scale, the really laughable IQs. Tito Ortiz has an IQ of 90. Maybe that's from being kicked in the head so much. Miley Cyrus has an IQ of 120. That really sort of does surprise me, the way she turned out. This is actually taking longer than I thought. I didn't realize there were so many of these out here. Nicki Minaj, am I saying that correctly, has an IQ of 100, which is still significantly higher than the typical black IQ of 85. Kanye West comes in at 115. Paris Hilton, oh, let's see. Paris Hilton, why does it not give her IQ? It's not listed up here. 120. Why'd they hide that? Oh, I don't know. So Paris Hilton has an IQ of 120. Well, I don't know. Will Smith, 115. Now, Seth Rogen has an IQ of 110. Not too familiar with him. Don't know what he's into. I do recognize the name. Angelina Jolie comes in with an IQ of 120. Tom Cruise comes in with an IQ at 125. Oh, he credits his IQ with Scientology. Oh, give me a break. Mike Tyson has an IQ of 105. I don't believe it. 55, I might believe, but not 105. No way. Now, Britney Spears has an IQ of 100. Again, that's right there in the middle. Mariah Carey has an IQ of 95. Really, if I were that famous, I would not want that low of an IQ being put out there. Chris Brown has an IQ of 85. Average for them. Below average for white, but for black it is. Kourtney Kardashian comes in with an IQ of 95. Oh my god. Tori Spelling has an IQ of only 85, folks. Holy crap, that's 5 points below the bottom end of average for the white IQ. Yikes, that's horribly embarrassing. Ivanka Trump, not surprisingly, has a high IQ at 139, only 1 point away from being eligible for Mensa. Now, Ivana Trump has an IQ of 104, is that right? Ivana. I was thinking Ivanka. God, they all sound so much alike. Okay. 104 for former wife of Donald Trump. That explains the horribly aged face on her. Barron Trump has an IQ of 136. That's pretty sharp for someone who's still in school. Not bad at all. Half German and Scottish descent on his father's side and Slovenian on his maternal side. We'll see that German. That explains it right then and there. Tiffany Trump comes in at 118. Donald Trump Jr. has an IQ of 134. Now, none of these kids are coming in anywhere near what their father has, but they're all still pretty good. Eric Trump has an IQ of 121. Apparently, they're running all the Trumps at one point here. Yeah, George, I know, I'm way over break. You know, this whole thing could have probably taken up an entire show in and of itself with the ones I used last week. We're at Malia, I don't know, how do you pronounce that? Malia Obama, looks like a chimpanzee with a little monkey nose, has an IQ of 139. Yeah, I'm sure those numbers were inflated. Sasha Obama has an IQ of 146. I'm not buying that one either. Now, Charles Darwin had an IQ of 165. I guess to come up with ideas like he did, you gotta be out there. Oh my god, Leonardo da Vinci had an IQ of 220? Yikes! Wow. Well, that was the end. They never did have Kellyanne Conway show up. I'm not really surprised. We'll never actually know now. But wow, 220 for Leonardo da Vinci. But then again, that was dealing with people of his time. So imagine someone now with an IQ of 140 going back to that time. They'd probably be up in the 400 or 500s. But amazing stuff here. Definitely going to take a break, and I will be back very, very shortly. Oh, is that what this was all about? Yes, George, you have enough time to use a litter box.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase, minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom, it may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Those IQs pretty much took up this entire show, which I had no idea it was going to, so I apologize for that, folks. I only have a few minutes left here. I want to talk to you about something in the time that's left that really disturbs me. Now, George, do you know what the SPCA is? Yes, it's the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. You may also know it as the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. And their job is to go in there and rescue animals who are being abused and give them new homes, get new owners for them, people that will love these animals. Well, the Newport News, Virginia SPCA, well over a decade ago, got a black leopard by the name of Shadow. I don't remember where Shadow was rescued from, but he was young. I mean, he was only like a couple of months or a couple of years old. I mean, he was really, really young. And that was 17 years ago. The Newport News SPCA has kept that black leopard in a cage for all of these years. And they were offered numerous times over the years for people to come in and take this animal and give him a new home. And most recently, a wildlife sanctuary out in Colorado offered very generously to take this poor little black leopard out west and turn him loose because he had been caged up his entire life. This animal never knew what it was like to roam free. And he was in a 2,200 square foot enclosure made out of concrete and fence. Not very big, especially when you're an apex predator that needs to roam and to run. And this poor cat lived his entire life in captivity. And the SPCA turned down this offer from this wildlife sanctuary in Colorado to take this animal and give him a good home, surrounded by other animals of his own kind, to where he could run freely. So someone set up a petition to tell the SPCA that they should turn this cat over to this wildlife sanctuary. And despite the fact that close to 180,000 people signed that petition, I was one of them, is how I became aware of this, they kept dragging their heels. They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. And they wouldn't do it. And the bad news is that just the other day, Shadow did pass away in captivity, never having known freedom. And it's a shame, it's a waste, because he spent all of his life in a cage, mostly at the hands of the Society of the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, who was doing the cruelest thing that they could have possibly done to this poor cat. And I just don't understand it, folks. I really, really don't. The SPCA and PETA, they're always sticking their nose into everyone else's business And in many cases, for no particular reason other than to cause trouble to humans, trying to give animals all these rights. And here they had the opportunity to give one small black leopard an opportunity to live out the rest of his days in freedom. And they denied that animal the chance to do that. And I ask you folks, who was the one being cruel here? Who was the one that was standing up for the rights of that animal? And who was the one who was denying those rights? Makes you think about it, doesn't it? Now, the SPCA is a private organization. It's privately funded, privately run, although in some cases I have seen where they actually act as animal cops, which I really don't understand how a private organization is able to do that. But they're a private company, but yet they're acting here the same way that the government does. The SPCA is there to protect the safety, welfare, and well-being of animals who are being abused. Our government is supposed to do the same thing, but in fact, they do just the opposite. And how many times has our government said, we're here to help you, when in fact, they're there to do the exact opposite? It's our government that's harmed us by taking away our freedoms, our liberties, in many cases, our right to pursue life, liberty, and happiness. It's no different. People are people, folks. Nothing is ever going to change that, particularly when you give someone a little bit of power. And that's what we've seen over the past 70 years in Washington. Unlimited power. It's driven them crazy, looking for more. That, my friends, is why Donald Trump scares the hell out of them and terrifies them so much. Because he cannot be told what to do. The man has enough power already. He's not going to let it go to his head. And they don't know how to deal with that. The time for change was here a long time ago. And it's very refreshing to finally see it happening. Just wish that perhaps someone had been there in time to do a little change for Shadow the Black Leopard. That's going to do it for this week, folks. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Till next week, my friends, take care and out for now.